Thank you, Your Honor, for your time.
Morning, Your Honor. Your Honor, how would you like me to proceed? You must call my witness. Your Honor, I would like to, I have one witness today. I'll be making some remarks, and then my client would elect to execute her right of elocution. So I'll start with Karen Willick.
You can just stand up here, if that's fine. Okay. Let's just get your name spelled for everything.
Karen Willock, W-I-L-L-O-C-K-K-A-R-E-N.
Okay. And we're not going to take testimony. Right. Just happy to give you a chance to say what you'd like to say, like get close to.
All righty. Your Honor, I'm here to explain the role of Serenity Lane in the continued treatment of Donna and the process of treatment, which is beginning with intensive outpatient. She started with us in January of 2009 and continues in treatment right up to this week. The reasons specifically that I want to talk about the psychological reports I did read, and many of our folks come in with that personality profile as far as the sociopathic, antisocial, narcissistic, borderline traits, and the axis to cluster, it's called. And Donna has came in, like many folks, she came in admitting and yet not internalizing what had happened. And over the 14 months that she's been involved with us, has been able to integrate more and more of the personal responsibility for these things. The best, the reason I'm involved at all is anytime I think I'm going to have to come to court to talk about Serenity Lane's role, I take a personal interest in what's going on in that particular patient's treatment, because I don't want to come in here and say false things. I want to make sure you're getting true and accurate information. Oftentimes people with this kind of cluster end up alone and with the erroneous thinking errors, and which contribute to ongoing issues with and the possibility of reoffending.